4. Is there something wrong with fish legs? Hiccup did not sleep well that night. Every time he dropped off, Norbert the Nutjob found him in his dreams, screaming, "I will grind you into sand! I will chop you with my chopper!" And Hiccup would wake up again, burningly hot and sweaty. The following day, Toothless woke up in a furious temper because he still wasn't back in hibernation sleep. He'd done everything he should have done the night before. He'd taken lots of exercise, drunk a milky drink at bedtime, all for nothing. On the dot of 5 o'clock the next morning, his green gauge eyes opened up, snap, like a scallop opening its shell, and that was it for the day. No more sleeping. And that was it for Hiccup, too. Toothless crawled up from his place at Hiccup's feet like a small, enraged hot water bottle. He stormed up Hiccup's body, digging his sharp little claws into Hiccup's tummy as he went, up to Hiccup's forehead, where he sat and hissed furiously.
"Toothless, awake again! Snotfair! Snotfair! Why Toothless awake? Everyone else, asleep!"
It is not much fun being woken up at 5 o'clock in the morning by a dragon sitting on your head and hissing angry smoke rings straight up your nostrils.
"Well, I'm awake now too," grumbled Hiccup, coughing sleepily. "Could you blow those smoke rings somewhere else? I've already got a sore throat."
"Oh, you," fumed Toothless, blowing out great clouds of furious smoke. "You're just a human. You don't count as dragons. Sensitive. We need our sleep."
"Thank you, Toothless," said Hiccup, through a huge bout of coughing. "But we don't have to get up now. You know, we can just doze for a bit."
Hiccup turned over onto his other side and snuggled the furs more cosily around his shoulders so he could snooze for a bit longer. But once Toothless was awake, he was awake. The little dragon made a half-hearted pretense of snuggling down next to his master, and then he bounced up again.
"Toothless, get up now," he said,
flapping around Hiccup's head, tweaking his hair and blowing raspberries in his ears.
"It's a lovely morning. Come on, come on. Toothless, hungry. Hiccup, make Toothless breakfast."
And when that didn't work, Toothless stood on Hiccup's shoulder, held his earlobe tenderly with one claw, and shrieked right down his ear hole.
"My day, my day. Toothless need to make pee-pee right now."
Hiccup sat bolt upright like he'd been shot with an arrow. "Oh, jumping jellyfish, not right now, Toothless, not on the bed again. Hang on there, Toothless, just hang on." Hiccup jumped out of the bed in one hop onto the freezing cold stone floor and threw on 4 layers of furs, with Toothless flapping round his head, squawking,
right now, Toothless need pee-pee right now."
"Just hang on," begged Hiccup. He had to take his mittens off to undo the big bolts on the front door, Toothless shrieking,
right now.
Hiccup dragged open the door, and the day outside was still as dark as nighttime and very, very cold. So cold that the air was like an icy bucket of water being thrown in your face. Toothless flew out, still shrieking,
right now,
and squatted down on the snow a metre out of the front door.
"Well done for hanging on, Toothless," said Hiccup, banging his hands together to warm them up.
Toothless squatted down, a look of pretend concentration furrowing his horns. But nothing seemed to be happening. After a while, Toothless got up.
"Toothless not need pee-pee after all," he said decidedly.
Hiccup clapped his mittened hand to his forehead in frustration. Sometimes being the owner of a dragon was very hard work. There was no point going back to bed now that he got up, so Hiccup fixed himself breakfast, and while he did this, he had plenty of time to think. Hiccup was worried about fish legs. Why had fish legs attacked those hysterics? It was very out of character. Normally, fish legs would only have to get a sniff of something like a hysteric, and he would snowplow as quickly as possible in the opposite direction. Okay, maybe all that falling over had set off his berserk tendencies, but still, it was a bit peculiar. And fish legs hadn't been looking too well lately either. Lots of sneezing and shivering, and that couldn't be caused by being a berserk. It was almost like there was something wrong with him.
An hour or so later, the door was flung open so wildly it nearly fell off its hinges, and Hiccup's father, Stoic the Vast, stomped into the room looking for his breakfast. Like a 6.5-foot earthquake, yawning so wide you could see his tonsils, Stoic the Vast was exactly what you might expect a Viking to be. Loads of beard and not a lot of neck, masses of muscles, but not a lot going on in the brain department.
"Made some porridge, have you, son?" he roared. "Excellent, excellent."
Stoic didn't bother putting the porridge into a bowl. He simply removed the cauldron from the fire, sat down at the table, and drank the porridge straight from the pot. "Father," said Hiccup.
"Mmm,"
said Stoic, absent-mindedly, as he tipped his great head back and drank the last dregs of porridge, a lot of it running down his beard in a sticky, lumpy river.
"I wonder if you can help me. I've been worrying about fish legs," said Hiccup.
Stoic finished the porridge with a great smacking of the lips and threw the cauldron into the fireplace with cheery violence.
"Is fish eggs your odd little friend with a face like a depressed haddock?" boomed Stoic, grabbing a mackerel off the table and swallowing it, tail and head and eyes and all, in one gulp like a sword swallower swallowing swords.
"That's right," said Hiccup. "And his name isn't Fish Eggs, it's Fish Legs."
"Well, there's a coincy, Bingaby,"
bellowed Stoic.
"Do you mean coincidence?" asked Hiccup politely.
"Whatever," roared Stoic. "I've been worrying about fish eggs too."
"You have?" asked Hiccup in surprise. It wasn't like Stoic to worry about anything.
"I have,"
said Stoic, solemnly.
"And I need to talk to you about something very seriously. Come here, Hiccup."
Hiccup went and stood in front of his father. Chief Stoic put his hands on his son's shoulders and looked into his eyes very seriously. Hiccup tried to look serious too, but it is quite hard to take your father totally seriously when he seems to have a beard made entirely out of porridge.
"Son," said Stoic the Vast, "you are the son of a chief and the heir to the Hooligan tribe. A man is judged by the company he keeps, and I'm sorry to have to tell you, but Fish Eggs is the weirdest little weirdo I have ever seen. You must give him up, Hiccup. Give him up."
"But father," protested Hiccup, "Fish Legs is my friend."
"Silence!" roared Stoic.
And then more gently,
"I know it is hard, son, but a chief is a public figure. We hooligans need to be feared by the other tribes so they don't start thinking they can sneak along and invade us. Fish Eggs is a... well, let's face it, son, he's a bit odd. You stand too near Fish Eggs, son, and the meatheads and the busy thugs and the bog bugglers and the hysterics will start thinking you're a bit odd too. A bit soft, a bit weak, and then you're putting the whole tribe in peril."
"Yes, father," said Hiccup, miserably.
"You need to start working on being terrifying, Hiccup."
Stoic patted his son on the shoulder, peering sympathetically at his sad face. This was hard, but it was for Hiccup's own good.
"And Fish Edge isn't helping. Give him up, son. Your cousin Snotlout, now there's a suitable friend for you. Got an air of terrible danger about him. You stand shoulder to shoulder with Snotlout and you'll be feared throughout the archipelago. Does that answer your question?"
"Yes, father," said Hiccup, very sadly.
Stoic the Vast clapped his son heartily on the back.
"Good boy," roared Stoic. "I knew you'd see sense. And now we'd better get ready for the Freya's Day fete. We don't want to be late now, do we? Old Wrinkly has given me a tip for the young hero's smash sticks on ice competition. He's done some soothsaying."
Soothsaying means looking into the future.
"And he tells me us hooligans are going to win 10-2, so I put a bit of a bet on. Run and fetch your stick and skates, quick boy."
Slowly, Hiccup went and fetched his smash stick. Sadly, he picked up his ice skates. "Old Wrinkly isn't very good at looking into the future," he warned his father. But Stoic wasn't listening. Stoic rarely listened.
Celebrate the coming of spring at the Freya's Day Fete. Programme of events. 10 o'clock, Young Heroes Smash Sticks on Ice competition on the frozen harbour. No rules, no quarter given, no survivors, no limits. 11 o'clock, Snow Wrestling. Can Big Boobied Bertha be the all-in snow wrestling champion for the third year in a row? Will those boobies remain undefeated? 12 o'clock, Have a go at the frozen lucky dip. We have frozen 500 everyday objects into 500 identical lumps of ice. Can you guess what they are and take something useful home? All day long, celebrate spring with octopus lollipops, grilled semi-spotted snowpeckers, and jellyfish ice cream.